This is Radio Nepal. I am T.K. Prasad Khadka with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister Sherbahadur Deoba and his Indian counterpart Narendra Modi hold bilateral talks in sideline meeting of COP26 in the Scottish city of Glasgow. Nepal begins exporting 39 megawatt surplus power to India with competitive price. Newly appointed chief ministers of Province 1 and Karnali Province take oath of office and secrecy. Tihar, Nepal's second greatest five-day festival, begins today. And more than 20 people killed in attack on Kabul military hospital. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Sherbahadur Deoba and his Indian counterpart Narendra Modi held bilateral talks yesterday in the sideline meeting of COP26 in the Scottish city of Glasgow. Foreign Secretary Bharadraj Podyal said during the meeting the two leaders discussed ways to deepen and strengthen the Nepal-India relations. On the occasion, Prime Minister Deoba called for the continuation of India's assistance in the areas of prevention and control of coronavirus infection, past earthquake reconstruction, fertilizer supply and physical infrastructure development. In response, Indian Prime Minister Modi vowed to support Nepal in time of needs. Similarly, Prime Minister Deoba held bilateral talks with President of Sri Lanka Gotabaya Rajapakse during a sideline meeting yesterday. During the meeting, the two leaders discussed about deepening the good relations between the two countries. They also discussed issues relating to the promotion of tourism in both the countries and strengthening of relations and the continuation of dialogue at high level. Prime Minister Deoba is in the United Kingdom leading Nepali delegation to attend the Climate Change Conference COP26. Chief Minister of Province 1 Rajendra Rai took oath of office and secrecy yesterday. Chief of Province Somnath Adhikari administered him oath of office and secrecy. Chief Minister Rai formed 6 member of councils yesterday itself. Similarly, newly appointed Chief Minister of Karnali Province Jeevan Bahadur Sahi took oath of office and secrecy yesterday evening. Karnali Province Chief Govinda Prasad Koloni administered him oath of office and secrecy. Earlier, Leader Sahi had submitted his claim to the post of Chief Minister before the Province Chief with support of 21 Province Assembly members. Nepal has begun to export 39 megawatt of electricity to India in the first phase with the competitive price. The Nepal Electricity Authority started exporting the power through Dhalkebar-Muzaffar 400 kV inter-country transmission line from last night. Nepal received permission for power trading with India energy market at competitive price. The energy exchange under the India's Power Ministry on Monday granted permission for Nepal's power to be traded in Indian power exchange market. Meantime, Nepal Electricity Authority has urged every household to make efforts for replacing the LP gas by consuming the electricity. In a press conference organized in Kathmandu yesterday, authority's managing director Kulman Kissing said using electricity for cooking could be 40% cheaper compared to LP gas. The authority has also urged the consumers to consume electricity as per their needs during Tihar festival. Home Minister Balakrishna Khand has said that the government is working towards providing additional relief support to the disaster survivors. Inspecting the flood and landslide hit areas in Dhankuta, Panthar and Ilam district yesterday, Minister Khand shared that the monitoring was being carried out to provide more relief to the survivors. He further said the government had already decided to provide 200,000 rupees for each household affected by landslide and flood. Minister for Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation Pampa Basal has said that the government will provide electricity facility to all Nepali citizens within next 2 years. Speaking at a program organized on the occasion of Silver Jubilee of Alternative Energy Promotion Center in Kathmandu yesterday, Minister Basal expressed the belief that electricity facility would be provided through alternative energy. The minister also said the priority has been given to increase consumption of power produced in the country to reduce imported fuel and to decrease trade deficit. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Nepal Telecom Co 4G. भिडियो कल गर्दा नो बोर्जी नेपाल टेलिकम को फोर्जी
सबैको यो विश्वास हो नि नेपाल टेलिकम को फोर्जी
गेम खेल्दा नि टेन्सन नो जी नेपाल टेलिकम को फोर्जी आफ्नो भन्ने आफ्नै हो जी नेपाल टेलिकम को फोर्जी
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार.
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. Tihar, the second greatest five-day festival of Nepalese, has begun from today. The first day, also known as Ema Panchak, is observed as Kak Tihar by feeding crows, regarded as messenger in Nepali society. The second day is Kukur Tihar, which is observed worshipping the dogs. However, according to Calendar Determination Committee, both Kak Tihar and Kukur Tihar fall on the same day today. People take holy dips in the rivers and ponds at sunrise on this day in observance of Narak Chaturdashi. After taking the holy bath, devotees light what is known as the Emadip, facing it southwards. Devotees also flock to the temples dedicated to crows. A total of 469 new cases of COVID-19 were recorded in Nepal yesterday. The Ministry of Health and Population also reported that 555 corona-infected people recovered yesterday. Similarly, 11 people died of the virus infection yesterday itself, taking the corona-related death toll to 11,427 in Nepal. You are listening to Radio Nepal's English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. More than 20 people have been killed and at least 16 injured in a gun and bomb assault in a military hospital in the Afghan capital Kabul. Officials said the attackers targeted the 400-bed Sardar Daud Khan Hospital, starting with two massive explosions outside the building. An affiliate of the Islamic State group ISK later said it had carried out the attack. Taliban spokesman Bilal Karimi told the BBC that fighters from ISK had entered the compound after detonating the first explosion at the entrance gate. More than 100 leaders have promised to end rivers deforestation by 2030 in the COP26 climate summit's first major deal. According to BBC report, the pledge includes almost $19.2 billion of public and private funds. Experts welcomed the move but warned a previous deal in 2014 had failed to slow deforestation at all and commitments needed to be delivered on. Meantime, India has promised to cut its emission to net zero by 2070, setting a net zero target for the first time. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi made the pledge at the Glasgow summit. China has already announced plans for carbon neutrality by 2060, while the US and European Union aim to hit net zero by 2050. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in the hilly areas and mainly fair in the rest of the country. There are also chances of light snowfall at one or two places of western high mountainous region. Now Kathmandu's weather report recorded in the past 24 hours. Maximum temperature 23.5 degrees Celsius, minimum temperature 11.5 degrees Celsius. Sun rose at 6:16 and sunset will be at 5:19 in the evening. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deuba and his Indian counterpart Narendra Modi hold bilateral talks in sideline meeting of COP26 in Scottish city of Glasgow. Nepal begins exporting 39 megawatt surplus power to India with competitive price. Newly appointed chief ministers of Province 1 and Karnali Province take oath of office and secrecy. Tihar, Nepal's second greatest five-day festival, begins today. And more than 20 people killed in attack on Kabul military hospital. Well, that's the end of the news from Radio Nepal Pudisa. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 2 in the afternoon. Stay tuned and have a good day.